Hi, my name is Deck Doyle, and I've been a driving instructor for the best part of 15 years. I'm a full-time instructor, and my driving school is Top Gear Driving School. That is Top Gear Driving School. It's a great name, isn't it? www.topgeardrivingschool.ie. I'm a fully accredited ADI, and you can find me on the RSA website. I've set up this podcast to help take the fear and stress out of learning to drive, and to help people who want to learn to drive to become a safe and responsible driver, to build their confidence. I found the best way to achieve this is to understand the car and to understand the system of driving. I think it's unfair to expect somebody to sit in the car and just get it. What's easy about controlling a ton of metal? So today we're going to talk about lesson six, which is anticipation and reaction. And what does that involve, and how do we sort of use this and make it easier for ourselves when driving? And anticipation is just that, anticipating what's happening. And we've spoken on other lessons and previous lessons about bringing your eye line up, looking up into the road. And this is a further phase of that and an implementation of it. So we're looking up into the road. We talked about the reason why the road signs are at the height they're at, to catch your eye. The colours, red, yellow, blue. You don't see green road signs. They're designed to bring your eye line up. But now we're going to take that a stage further, and we're going to sort of say, not just looking up into the road, but what do I see? What does it mean? And how do I use it? So by catching your eye with the road signs, it makes you look further into the road. But now we're going to sort of say, okay, well, what do I see? What is ahead of me? And if you're looking 100 metres up, you will get all the road signs that you need, all the road markings that you need to help you to control your car. And there are various areas where we are going to focus on today in doing that. So we're going to talk about busy areas, right, where there's pedestrians, right, small town streets, where there's plenty of activity crossing the street, where cars are parked on both sides of the road. Cyclists, pedestrians, as I say. And how do we plan and how do we deal with that when we're looking up the middle of the road and getting the information that we have? And that is the secret to it, by looking up into the road, not looking just 4 or 5 metres in front of us, but looking right up into the road and seeing. So you will see, as you look up into the road, the cars parked on either side. Is there anybody walking between them? Is somebody opening their door? And we need to be aware of that possibility at all times. So in a tight area where we're coming through cars on both sides, we need to slow the car down. We slow it right down so we can stop dead if we have to, if somebody does open the door. How many times have you seen somebody walk out of the car or get out of the car on the phone? They're not paying attention to you. They're deep in conversation. But if you're not ready and you're not prepared and anticipating, then you're going to have a problem. So we look up into the road. Generally speaking, if you look at the cars on either side of the road, if they're facing away from you on your left-hand side, it's nigh on impossible to tell if there's somebody in this driver's seat. It could be a head, but it could be a headrest. I don't know. And I can't take that chance. I have to make sure that I'm in a position where I can stop dead if I have to. If there's somebody walking between the cars, right, you might see a red scarf or a hat, you know, but you won't see a child who's just at headlight level. And if they walk out onto the road, you know, you need to be in a position where you can stop the car dead. What we do in clearance is, if the obstruction is on my side, on the left-hand side of the road, I'm going to stop two cars back, right? Now, the reason for that is, if I get too close to the car, my action then trying to get around it is far too dramatic. Whereas if I'm two cars back, I can now do it more gradually. I can move out at a pace and control it and control the speed, you know what I mean, without any acceleration. The car will go, and we know that from our very first lesson, in gear one, in gear two. In gear one, it'll go to 7 kilometres an hour, which means I can stop dead if I have to. In two, it'll go to 13 kilometres an hour, but I'm looking up to see. So I've stopped two cars back. Now, a little exercise you can work for yourself is, you know what I mean, if you're parked on the side of the road, just check your mirrors, look around to see, is there anything coming? If there's nothing coming and it's safe, nothing from either direction, open your door as far as it will go. Open it as far out as it will go. And you will see it actually goes pretty much to the middle of the road. And that really surprises us because we don't anticipate that. We don't expect that. You know, we think, you know, it's about, you know, 2 or 3 feet wide. It's actually much wider and it goes to the middle of the road. And that's what we would call clearance two. Clearance one is stopping two cars back. Clearance two is stopping and allowing the car to open the door in the event that they should open the door. So I'm going to go out around them. Clearance three is when do I move back in? And I move back in when I can see them in my centre mirror. So I've moved up, out around them, and I move back over to my side of the road when I can see them in my centre mirror. Why is that important? In the situation with the car being parked, it's not that significant. But if you're overtaking on a dual carriageway, how do you know when to move back over? And if you can see them in your middle mirror, then you have space, but you're not taking their space. With the parked car, they're not moving, so it's not that important. But with overtaking on a dual carriageway or a national road, when do I move back? I move back when I can see them in the centre mirror. And that allows them space. Nobody at any point should have to slow down, adjust their speed or their position to accommodate you. So what we do is we look in the mirror and make sure that it's safe to move back over. Now, clearance three or clearance four is if there's obstruction on the other side of the road, so there's cars on both sides, and if either of them open their door, I'm in trouble. So what do? I take up a position right in the middle of the road, because if the car on the right opens his door, it's going to go to the middle, and the car on the left opens the door, he's going to go to the middle. So I have to pick my way through it, and I do it again at a speed where I can control the car and stop it dead if I need to. If either of them open the door or if somebody walks between the two cars. And that's clearance four. So you're allowing yourself the speed and the control of your car to deal with any of those situations. Just to recap, clearance one is 2 meters back from the car parked on my side of the road. Clearance two is the door opening in the car on the left-hand side, giving enough space to move around so I don't take his door off of him. Clearance three is when I move back into my side of the road by using my centre mirror. And clearance four is dealing with the event of a door opening on a car on the right-hand side. I come up the centre of the road and again at a speed that I can stop the car dead if I have to. And that's clearance. Right? It's anticipating everything that we've spoken about. Looking up into the road, allowing for, anticipating the eventuality of a door opening. When do I move back over so I'm not taking his space? Where do I stop to allow the car coming from the other direction to continue on because the obstruction's on my side? And that's how we deal with clearance. And clearance is one of the main areas of danger. Where there's people, where there's cars, there's danger. And this is something that we need to be aware of and to practice and look for. Junctions. Slowing down. Anticipating. If you're coming into a sharp bend, the road sign will tell you, 50, 60 metres, there's a sharp bend coming up. The first thing we do is we slow the car down. Speed kills. So if we slow the car down into the bend, it's going to make it much easier for us. So we slow down coming into it and we accelerate out of it. The advice they give to motorbikes is come into it like a hearse and out of it like an ambulance. Because if you come into it like an ambulance, you're coming out in a hearse. You cannot, it's easy to drive on the straight. It's when we're having to deal with something that's more complicated. Bends, changing direction, turning, dealing with roundabouts. That's where we need to slow the whole process down. Take the speed out of it. And the first thing you do is take your foot off the accelerator. Stop feeding the fire. Slow the process down. As we've always said, all the driving is outside the car. What's the worst that can happen inside the car? It cuts out you. It's annoying, it's frustrating, it can be demoralising at the early stages. We drive with the handbrake on. We forget to turn on the indicator. These are minor fractions. They're not controlling your car properly, which is what you should be. But at this stage, when we're talking about anticipation and reaction, we should have much better control of our car. So it might from time to time cut out on you, but I mean, it doesn't have the same dramatic effect on you as it did at the first lesson or the second lesson, primarily because you now understand how to deal with it. it doesn't frighten you as much. You say, okay, it's cut out, that's annoying, and we start again. But now we're dealing more with what's happening outside the car, and we have no control outside the car. I can't control when a boy runs across the road with chasing a football, or a woman pushing a pram wants to show her newborn to a friend. I have no control over that. I can't sit back here and say, okay, I'm ready, where is she now? It doesn't work like that. So my situation has to be constantly looking up and anticipating. I don't want to react, because if I'm reacting, now I'm competing with the car, and that can't work. That just cannot work. If I could do 50 kilometres an hour, why do I need a car? I can't. I need to constantly be aware of what's happening outside the car. So I'm constantly checking, and I'm checking my mirrors every 10 seconds. People say to me, but Declan, hold on a second. You're saying to me all the information and all the knowledge is outside the car, and now you want me to take my eyes off the road and check my mirrors. But if you actually scan your mirrors, now we're not putting on makeup or parting our hair here, we're just scanning our mirrors, 1, 2, 3. That's it. Turn your head, 1, 2, 3. It takes less than a quarter of a second. Now, again, if you go back to one of the earlier lessons where we established that if I get out of the car and walk 50 feet, it will take me 5 seconds. In the car at 30 kilometres an hour, that same 50 feet I've covered in a quarter of a second. So I'm not challenging myself. I'm not putting obstacles in my way. I'm not taking my eye off the road and creating a problem for myself. I've only travelled 50 feet. So if I'm checking my mirrors every 10 seconds, now I can see exactly what's happening. And if there is something happening, if somebody's coming out of a driveway or if there's people looking to cross the road, I'm not going to go check my mirrors. I'm going to deal with that. I slow the car down, assess the situation, and if they want to go and they're going to go, I just slow down and let them. If they don't and they wait, I continue on my way. But I'm constantly focusing on the road, outside the road. We spoke before about blind spots. Every time you change direction, you must check. Every time you change direction, you must check. So if I'm coming into a roundabout, again, we look up into the roundabout as we're approaching it. I'm taking the first exit. I check to see, is it safe? When you've decided or you get the instruction, we're going to take the first exit, you look. When you get to the roundabout, you look. When you've completed your turn into the new road, the new information there, the layout is there, it's front loaded always. You again check. Where am I on the road? And we need to check. And you check your blind spot, you check your blind spot. You check your mirrors, you check your mirrors. Now you're aware of what's happening and you need to form this habit. You see, when you're walking down the street, how often do you check your mirrors? And the answer is never, because we don't have them. We're putting a whole new system in place now, a completely different system. And that system necessitates that you check your mirrors, what's happening around you. When we're walking down the street, we look 5-10 meters in front of us. We need to change that, because that won't work when I'm driving, because as you know, we're now covering that ground far too quickly. But if I'm looking up into the road and seeing the markings, the signs, now I can do things on my terms. I'm not reacting, I'm not panicking. And the secret always is one thing at a time. Always one thing at a time. When are you going to encounter some of these challenges? Okay, if you're driving on a country road and there's low-lying trees, your visibility is inhibited. If there's a brow on the road, your visibility is inhibited. If there's a sharp bend on the road, your visibility is inhibited. How do we deal with it? Well, we slow down. Always slow down, because speed kills. If you're coming into the road too fast, into the bend too fast, into the low-lying trees too fast, you're running a risk. That's so unnecessary. Slow the car down. Slow it down by taking your foot off the accelerator. If necessary, go down through your gears, 4rd to 3rd, 3rd to 2nd. Now I can deal with the turn on my terms. And that's really what we need to do. That's really what lesson 6 is about. Dealing with outside the car. Checking constantly what's happening on the road, because that's where the driving is. And if we can do that, we're going to improve our driving immensely. And you're taking all the stress and all the pressure out of it for yourself by simply doing that. But if I'm trying to constantly, I'm not relaxed. And if I'm not relaxed, I'm not comfortable. And it's very, very difficult to feel comfortable, confident or in control if you're bouncing around the place, jumping on your gears, jumping on your brake. So anticipate, look up into the road, get the information. Now you can make an informed decision. And that's lesson six. And that's how we're going to deal with that. So any questions, bang them into us, you know where we are, info@topgeardrivingschool.ie, and we'd be happy to respond. And that's lesson six. Thank you very much.